The JSE says it remains in a healthy position with regards to cash and capital. The bourse released its annual numbers today, and it's been a year of records. Revenue is at a record high, up 13%. Record high net cash from operations, while headline earnings per share grew 15% due to an increase in market activity and central order book trading too. An ordinary dividend has been declared, and that's up 5%. Company CEO Leila Fareed joins us now with greater perspective on these numbers. Thanks so much, Leila, for your time this evening. So your results have just been released, and I really haven't had much time to nitpick at every detail here, but I've blitzed through the headline numbers. How solid an underpin are we looking at for the business?
Alicia, hi. We are delighted with our financial and our operational performance. These results were delivered in a time of enormous uncertainty, complexity, and economic pressure. And while our financial EBITDA and NPAT were up double digit, the importance for us is that at our heart, we're an enabler, and our role is to support and provide a platform for growth. And we feel as if our resilience and our responsiveness and our flexibility has been demonstrated not only in our financial results, but also in our operating results. And that is enormously important for the confidence of financial markets in South Africa.
Yeah, but you need customers too, Leila. So let's talk about that. In fact, we were talking about capital flight just yesterday, and you highlighted that, you know, where flows into the exchange bond or the equity market and the bond markets have now been down over the last couple of years, you are starting to see some kind of pickup. To what extent?
So we have seen double-digit pickup this year to date in the bond market and in the equity market. In the equity market, we saw negative outflows for two solid years. Last year was really a tale of two cities. The first half of the year, we saw massive outflows in excess of 50 billion rand in the bond market. And then in the second half of the year, much of those flows started to flow back, and we ended up just over 15 billion net negative. So we are hopeful that the risk on appetite globally will start to translate into flows back into the emerging markets. I think cheap money in the form of fiscal stimulus from the central banks bode well, but it's for South Africa to compete and to position itself competitively against our emerging market peers. And I can't stress the importance of business confidence, policy certainty, yeah, anti-corruption, and a demonstration of the ability to implement by government in order to attract those funds back into the country.
Leila, where that's a sentiment-based issue that you've got to tackle there, how much of a challenge based by what is more of a structural, economic, and cyclical issue, and this delistings, where you've got much, you know, the option to borrow at much cheaper rates when compared to raising equity in other forms of finance. And, you know, what does that start to do to your potential pipeline and in turn offering in the near term?
Alicia, the reduction in public markets is a global phenomenon. The US is down more than 30% in their listings. The DAX is down more than 30% in the number of listings. We shouldn't be looking exclusively at the net number of listings, because most of the delistings that we've seen on the JSE are in the mid-cap. Now, there is, as you say, a cyclical problem in that it's not only cheaper to raise debt, but during a downturn, smaller companies tend to be less liquid and therefore tend to be less favorable. And so those trends do tend to bounce back. We are seeing a growth in alternative forms of capital. And we're also seeing that South Africa tends to lag in some of the global trends. And there is a trend globally, as we saw with the Reddit traders, of a crowding in of retail investors. Now, retail investors are important to start to diversify into the less liquid stocks because they often are more speculative. So I think it's a confluence of events, largely cyclical, and we are working very hard with market participants to go on roadshows, to try and attract dual inbound listings, and to try and attract also investors into the market.
Yeah. In the interim, though, in the cycle, what starts picking up the slack where you're having to contend with not just delistings, but IPOs under pressure too, Leila?
So we see a switch from one product to another. So we've seen buoyancy in the debt market, and we've seen enormous growth in the structured listed products like ETNs, for example, and we see that cycle swinging. And I think that's one of the benefits of the JSE, is that we do offer a very diversified group of assets,
yeah,
ranging from commodities to bonds to derivatives to equities. And so when the cycle is unfavorable for equities, we tend to see bonds and commodity products potentially countervailing or counterbalancing that.
Okay, well, Leila, let's leave it there. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. That, of course, the JSE CEO, Leila Faria.